Welcome to Shomar Shov on the Daf. She responds to Nishmas Rabbi Yaakov Shalom Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding it Sanhedrin Daf Hey. The Gemara in Mudalev brings that the pasuk says Lo Yasu Shevet Mi Yehudo Umechoyke Mi Bein Raglof. So the Gemara says Lo Yasu Shevet Mi Yehudo Ele Roshei Galuyoy Sheve Bovel. The ones who are in charge in Bovel, Sheroidim Mi Yisrael B'Shevet. They have the authority to hit people with a shevet with a stick. They are the Nisim that teach Torah to the Rabbim. The Briskirov on the Torah on Parshas Vayelech goes on to explain that there's two types of Nisim. Why? Because the Rambam says, when it says in the Pasuk, V'nosi be'amcho loiso, or you're not allowed to curse a Nosi, as referring to either the one who is Rosh Sanhedrin Gedoylo, the head of the Sanhedrin, or the king. So the Nasi can be either the king or the Rosh of Sanhedrin. So meaning, there is two kinds of Nasis. There's a Nasi who's a king. And there's a Nasi who teaches Torah. Says the Biskarov, these are the two parts of the Yehuda got. The two types of Nisim. There's a Nasi, Roides Sa'om Beshevet, the one that hit the people with a stick. That's a Lashon of Malkus, of someone who's in charge as a king. And then there is the ones who milam di Torah berabim. They teach Torah. That's the Rosh Sanhedrin. It's not a type of Nisius. These are the two Nisius that Yehuda got. He mentions also what Tosfos says over here, that the Rosh Goyla in Bavel came from the Scharim of Yehuda, from the males of Yehuda. And the ones in Eretz Yisrael came from the Nekevis, from the female. So says the Biskarov, if it comes from the female, that means it's not really Yehuda, because it's a Nekeva. A female who married someone from another Shevet. He's just a descendant of Yehuda from his mother's side. So he explains that's the Lashon of the Pasuk. Lo Yasu Shevet Mi Yehuda. The Shevet is always a direct descendant, a Ben Acher Ben to Yehuda. But Mechoykim Ben Raglov, coming from the feet, that's connected to Yehuda, but it's not, doesn't have the name Yehuda necessarily, because it's coming from the female, from the Nekeva. And this is a side point. Yaharos Dvash, of Innocent Ibishes, explains based on that. The wine Chanukah Beis Chashmonoi took over the Malchus. Didn't they know what the Ramban brings, that the Malchus is only for Shevet Yehuda? Answers the Aris Vash, they were descendants of Yehuda, just a female. They came from the females of Yehuda. They came from the Nekevos. So they also belong to the Malchus of Yehuda somewhat, and that was the mistake of Beis Chashmonoi. That's what the Aris Vash explains. So at Kol Ponim, we see that Yehuda has two parts, there's two Nesius that he has. One is the Malchus itself, and the other one is the Torah Rosh Sanhedrin that Yehuda brings. And here comes a big question, because the Gemara in Yuma Daf Chavov says that L'mashkachat Tzurva Merabonon, you can't find Tzurva Merabonon, the Moiri, who says Oira, El Da'asi Mishevet Levi Mishevet Yisachar. Only from Shevet Levi and Yisachar come people that Moiri Oira. So ask the Gemara, what about Yehuda? Says Yehuda Mechoykiki. Says the Gemara, Suki Shmaitza Liba de Ilchasa Kamino. To be Masik La Halacha, that's only from Yisachar and Levi, not from Yehuda. So the first you may ask, how does this fit with our Gemara? The Mechoykim Ben Raglov, or the Nesim and Klaus, who teach Torah Berabim. And especially according to Briskarov, they're speaking about the Nasi, who's the Rosh Sanhedrin. And furthermore, the Medrash, Bereishis Rabbah Tzadiches Yud, says, Rubon shel Sanhedrin mishel Yehuda oyu. The majority of the people in Sanhedrin came from Shevet Yehuda. So how does that fit with the Gemara in Yuma Dav Chavav that says it's only from Yisachar or from Levi? So the Margolius Sayan, Revuven Margolius, brings over here this question, and he answers that what the Gemara in Yuma speaks about is Tzurva Merabonon, a young Rabbanon. That's only from Yisachar and Levi, because they didn't have to work for their Parnasa. Yisachar had Zvulun supporting him, and Levi had Amiso supporting him. So at a very young age, you were able to get to Hoira. But from other Shvatim, they were able to get to Hoira. Just it took many more years to get there. They had to get at least to the age of 40 to reach the age of Bina. But this question is already asked by the Yefet, Toyar, and the Medrash. And he says the Pshat is like this. Individuals to get to Hoira, that's only from Levi and Yisachar. What came from Yehuda was people from Sanhedrin that were able to get to Hoira together as a rabbim, as a group. They did it b'masa umatan de rabbim like Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin, you know, it's not a one person coming to a judgment. We had the whole Sanhedrin. We have 70 people coming together. That came from Yehuda. Yehuda was able to be with Falfel and come to Asuki Shmaitz Lebede Yichasa as a tzibur. But for individuals to get to that level, that's miyuchad, but Levi Nisachar more than Yehuda. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list, what's the group? Please email shomachshava@gmail.com.